This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Time to find out what's happening in the world of new music. Leo Stubbing, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, Ryan?
Very well, thank you. Leo, did you hear those three clues?
I did.
Do you think you know what the song is?
I think I've got a pretty good guess.
All right. Okay. What is it?
Eurythmics.
Yes.
Dreams Are Made of This.
Yes. Well done, Leo. Everyone who got it right will go into the draw to win that double pass to Saturday Night Fever. Can I just, before we get into the new music, can I give the clues for round three? Are you ready?
Yeah.
But I don't want you to guess it because you'll know it. You're the music guru. Okay. Here's the clue. Clue one, basically a cardio class. Clue two, lonely, but make it glamorous. Three, high notes only 2% of humanity can hit. You're all thinking Mariah Carey, but it's not. Do you want me to read them again? Okay, actually, you know what? I'll sharpen them up a bit. Quick clues. A lonely but glamorous dancer. A chorus that doubles as cardio. And high notes only 2% of humans can attempt. So, if you know what this 80s track is, it's a big 80s track. Leo's nodding. 0427 569 949 is the SMS number. You could win that double pass to Saturday Night Fever. Leo, let's find out what's happening in the world of new music as we approach Christmas.
Well, Christmas is, of course, around the corner, and at this time of year, things start to slow down a bit. All we get is Christmas, pretty much. And today, Warren.
Yeah.
Look what I've got.
You're showing me a Kylie. A Kylie album.
It's a brand new Kylie Christmas. It's a fully wrapped edition. And this album's out today.
Mm-hmm. Now,
this album does not have the Christmas single, which you can only stream on Amazon Music, all right? So the Christmas song that we would have played a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. that's not on this album. You can only get that on Amazon Music if you stream it on there. But this album has 12 tracks, including three new ones, all right? So we're going to go through the new tracks for people out there. Now, these were all co-written by Kylie with her long-term collaborators, Dark Blackwell and Richard Stannard. The first one, I love this one, This Time of Year.
This time of year.
So, Leo, are all the songs Christmas songs on this album?
Pretty much. So, apart from the three new ones, we get like Santa Baby, Let It Snow, 100 Degrees with Danny. Mm-hmm. So, there's some tracks from her previous Christmas album that she released 10 years ago. And this basically, it's condensed it down a bit, but there's also the three new tracks. So, it's a lot more cohesive, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a bit of a Christmas ballad. What do we think of that one?
I love the idea. You know what I love? The fact that you've got it on the day that it's released.
Of course.
Which is fantastic. The next one that you're going to tell us about, though, I mean, I'm glad that you're talking about this one now and not over the past couple of weeks. And that'll explain itself.
Yeah, well, this one here is an up-tempo banger, and this is perfect for us in Australia. This is Hot in December.
Baby, baby, baby.
Yeah,
Love it, Leo. Good kind of music.
Really cool track. And this next one, Rowan, have you ever been to an office party?
Yes, I have. I'm not a fan of office parties.
We've all been to the office Christmas party. Been to a few of them as well. As we get to hear all the goss, and when the wine's flowing, the lips start going loose.
What are the lips doing, Leo?
Well, you know what I mean? People just blurt out stuff. They do. Oh, I didn't know that. And yeah, so the office. Now, Kylie, of course, has never been to an office party before because she, you know, was in Neighbours and then a singing career. So when could she go to office party? But this track.
Can you imagine her working in corporate world?
That'd be amazing. But this track is all about the office party.
And tell me that you're gonna be mine next year. We'll do it all again.
I can see this album on repeat on Christmas Day in many households around the country.
Yeah, so that is Office Party, the third new track from the album. Now, if you buy the album or you stream it on your favourite streaming service, the end of the song has a very familiar sound effect.
Oh.
That's all I'm going to tell you on.
Okay, I have to listen to it.
So you must have listened to it.
You've given a clue.
Yes, remember a few weeks ago I played the debut single by Dimitri,
called
Gravity. Well, this month, today in fact, he's released his debut album, and it's a Christmas album full of Christmas bangers.
Bangers.
Bangers. And this track from the album You're My Wish is called 10 Christmas Songs to get you on the dance floor. And this one is, again, perfect for us in Australia because in December, we're all sweating through December.
Absolutely. Let's play it. Sweating on the dance floor to that one.
Yeah, Sweating in December. That's from Dimitri from his Christmas album, You're My Wish. All those tracks were written by Melbourne songwriter and screenwriter Jason Sutcliffe. So really great track from Dimitri. And the album's full of great sort of Christmas bangers. So if you want some up-tempo Christmas songs, that's the album to get.
I love it. I really like that one. That's good. So that is the Christmas one. Will there be more Christmas songs next week? Or
I reckon there will be, because I have a feeling next week I think we get a new Christmas song by the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, okay. That'll be exciting.
Yeah, that's dropping, I think, next week. So fingers crossed we get that one. But on my podcast this week, I have done my last episode of the year, and it's called It's Christmas Time 2025. And I basically highlight the new Christmas songs that have been released this year. I revisit some, I guess, old favourites and some classics as well. So you can listen to that on your favourite podcast provider. Also, last year I done a Mariah Carey Merry Christmas 30th anniversary episode, and that has been really popular this week again because it's Christmas. Mm-hmm. Also listen to that on your podcast provider as well.
Leo, I was, I think, the first person on Joy to play Wham last Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, this week I thought I'm going to be the first person. I have to play it. Because isn't there the game Whamageddon, if you hear it or something?
Yeah, yeah. So in the UK, their charts are already full of Christmas songs. I've just checked our chart for this week and not one Christmas song. But across the ditch in New Zealand, they've got 13 songs, 13 Christmas songs in their top 40. So I think this weekend people will be streaming the Christmas music.
I reckon too. You know what I'm going to do this weekend? See Lady Gaga.
You're going tonight?
No, I'm going tomorrow night. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah, amazing. I couldn't get tickets.
Oh, I got in really, I was waiting, you know, pressing the enter button and got them.
Hide them for me as well, won't you?
Yeah, I will. I'll say hello. The after party. Leo, always good to chat with you. Hey, you'll be back next week, your last week for this year, but you'll be coming back next year.
Yeah.
So
on my YouTube channel this week, I'm doing a bit of a special, 25 Days of Christmas. And I found all these old sort of throwback Christmas moments, including Hugh Jackman at the 1997 Cowers by Candlelight.
Oh, wow.
Before he was famous, pretty much. Dahlia Goodrum at the Cowers in the Domain. And behind the scenes of Band Aid 2 from 1989 with Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan.
Fantastic. Leo, before you play your throwback for today, I'm going to just give those clues one more time.
Yeah.
So we've got Double Pass to Saturday Night Fever to give away. Here they are. A lonely but glamorous dancer. Clue one. Clue two. A chorus that doubles as cardio. Clue three. High notes only 2% of humans attempt. So I'm going to give it away after we play your throwback. All I can say is only John from Seaford has got it correct. No one else has. We had a few other guesses. Olivia Newton-John, Let's Get Physical. Sharon from The Farm. Nope, not that one. BG Staying Alive. Brendan from Flemington. Nope, not that one. And Tommy in Jarvis Bay says, is it Physical by Olivia Newton-John? No, it's not. So I'm going to tell you what that is next. But Leo, over to you for our throwback.
Speaking of which, Olivia Newton-John, this was first released back in 1980 from the cult classic film Xanadu, which Olivia starred in, of course. Now, the track was a worldwide hit, reached number one in the UK and several European countries, number two here in Australia, and number eight in the US and New Zealand. And this is a new remix, which done to celebrate the Record Store Day Black Friday overseas. I'm not sure if you can get it here, but it's on a 7-inch glittery purple vinyl.
Aww.
So all those Olivia fans out there, look online. I'm sure you can get a copy. But this is on streaming today. It's the Deep Wave remix of Xanadu.
Fantastic. Leo Stubbing, catch you again next Friday, same time, same station.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.